D.C. Welcome to My Hometown, the program that explores clubs, organizations, businesses, and issues across Nassau and Suffolk counties and sheds light on the different towns that are making a difference.
A great day to you, and welcome to another edition of My Hometown. I'm your host, Bill Horan, along with Nassau Community College student, Tova Zaretsky. A special guest today is Kim Weiler. She is an internationally certified holistic health coach, author, and speaker, and is here to open up about her painful 21-year journey with psoriasis. Ironically, her rescue dog, Max, not her physicians, not the steroid creams, not the pharmaceuticals, but the advice given by a vet to save her dog, in turn, saved her own life. You heard that correctly. As she shares in her new book, P.S. It's All About Love, the key to a combined program of eating whole foods, nourishing ourselves with positive thoughts, and learning to love ourselves, with or without a skin condition. Not only is Kim living proof because she made a full recovery holistically, but after her long career working in all facets of TV and film industries and living with the fear that her psoriasis would negatively impact her work as an actress, she left the industry and is now helping others to heal. Kim Weiler has a long list of TV and film production and acting credits, a BA from Marymount Manhattan College. She is a graduate of the esteemed Institute for Integrative Nutrition and is a member of the International Association of Health Coaches. She wants to teach you that feeling good about ourselves with all of our human imperfections is the key to a fulfilling life. Kim, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Bill. I'm so happy to be here.
Kim, most of us don't know much about, including myself, psoriasis. So tell us, what is that?
Sure. So psoriasis is an autoimmune chronic skin disease where a normal person's skin sheds about every 30 days or so when our cells mature. But for people with me, like with psoriasis, our skin sheds rapidly every few days. So our cells don't have a chance to mature and our body just can't handle it. So what you're left with are these layers of red, thick, scaly, silvery spots or patches that, you know, can be on any part of the body. They're insanely itchy, and to be honest with you, they don't make us feel very attractive.
Now I've got the picture, Tova.
I can only imagine. Can you explain what autoimmune deficiency disease is?
Sure. Anybody with an autoimmune disease, what's happening is our immune system is basically getting confused, and our healthy cells and tissues are kind of caught in the crossfire. So our immune system should be attacking foreign invaders such as injuries, infections, toxins, allergens, trauma, even stress. That's a really big one for most people. And our immune system's getting confused, and instead of attacking those things, it's attacking our own cells and tissues, our healthy ones. So, you know, it depends, with each person is different, but it basically focuses on one part of the body or sometimes multiple parts of the body. Some people, you know, feel pain in their joints. Some people, it attacks their brain. For me, it attacks my skin.
Now, Kim, how long have you had this? And most people, is this something like sunburn? We get it for 5 or 6 days, or is this a lifelong condition?
It's a chronic condition, unfortunately. So once you have it, you have it for a lifetime. But now I've learned that it can be in remission. You can heal it.
And I'm going to do a spoiler alert that if anybody listening has psoriasis, you're going to get some very good news from Kim as the show goes on. So please continue to listen. Tova?
Now, how did your healing journey begin? When did you first discover your psoriasis?
Well, I got psoriasis when I was, it developed at the age of 19. So I've had it for the last 21 years. And it definitely was quite a struggle for all those years. But my health and healing journey really only began 5 years ago when I was 35 years old. It all started with my dog, Max. It's kind of funny when I say that because it's strange, but it really did. What happened was Max was my dog. He was a rescue. I got him off of the street. He was half dead, found on the side of the road. He had every ailment you could possibly imagine, everything from chronic bronchitis to epilepsy to, you know, he ended up becoming obese, not because I was feeding him too much, but because he could barely walk. He had arthritis. He would have seizures all the time. I mean, I was feeding him, you know, the best of the best dog food. I mean, I tried everything and I was very desperate for him to just be able to live, you know, a good life with whatever he had left. So I had taken him to a new vet and she said to me, she took one look at him and saw that he was in really bad shape. And she said, you know, Kim, if you just consider cooking for him whole foods, foods that you and I would eat, like organic chicken and all sorts of vegetables, sweet potatoes, you know, brown rice, whole foods, foods that, you know, grow from the earth or run around on a farm, even salmon, you know, and, you know, give him some fish oil and all this stuff that helps with the inflammation. She said, I guarantee you it would make a really big difference. So right away I thought, well, that's probably going to be way too time consuming and expensive. But I was so desperate that I complied. And she pointed out that any processed dog food you get, whether it's organic or raw, whatever it is, it's leftover scraps. You don't know what's in it. So by me cooking whole foods for him, you know, I know what I'm putting into his body. No joke, no exaggeration whatsoever. Within a 2-month period, he lost all his weight. He went from not being able to walk to outright running. I lived in the city at the time, New York City, and I lived in an apartment building that had 3 little steps going out the front. I would have to pick him up and then walk up the steps and plop him down for him to go to the bathroom. And I'll never forget the day when I noticed this transformation right before my eyes. He ran away from me, ran up the steps and down the street and almost got hit by a car. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I wasn't holding onto his leash because he could barely walk. There was nowhere he was going to go. So that day just completely blew my mind. And then after that, it took about a 6-month period of time where I was able to slowly wean him off all of his medications. And my vet said he was 11 at the time. She said his insides were that of a 6-month-old puppy because food really is our medicine. And my mind was blown. And that's really when my healing journey began.
Now, Tover and Kim, hearing this, I'm sitting here saying, most people don't cook like that anymore for Thanksgiving. And here she is making, what is it, sweet potatoes, chicken, mashed potatoes, peas for the dog for dinner. Probably up till that time, both you and the dog had a Subway or a McDonald's or a Big Mac or something. And, you know, most of us do that. Nothing really wrong. But that was the major change. Huh? I mean, were you taken aback when you realized you had to do this for the dog?
Yes. Like I said, I was desperate. So I was willing to try it. I was very resistant.
You're a very good person to do that, too. I mean, that's a lot of work.
I think we take better care of our dogs than we do ourselves.
Yes.
Oh, completely.
But and this could be the title of your next book, How Max Saved Me. How I saved Max and then he saved me, because that's how this story is going to start winding up as we go through the show, right?
Yeah. I saved his life first through food and, you know, this new way of life. And then he saved mine, because here I am struggling for almost 20 years with this, you know, horrible skin disease. And I could now look at him and say, okay, hold on. I'm on to something. What if I did this for myself and for my disease? Like, what would it do, you know, for my body? And at the time, my dermatologists would just give me, you know, medications, all sorts of steroid ointments and such. They suggested light therapy, which was way too time-consuming and costly. And, you know, they were all Band-Aids, really. You know, they weren't really getting to the root cause. And at this time, I started doing all this research about food. I would watch every health documentary. I read every book. I mean, I was going crazy just reading all about how food can heal us. So I was, you know, I was really discouraged, because I would go to my dermatologist and ask her, you know, what about, you know, removing dairy? What about removing inflammatory foods? And you know, there's no proof. She would just tell me there's no proof, but you can, you know, you can try it. But, you know, here's the steroid cream. and it was like a vicious cycle, you know, using these creams and such.
Kim, this is so important just for our listeners. If someone can't listen to the whole show or just heard a portion of it and say, oh, my gosh, this is what I have, my daughter has, my neighbor, is there a website or someplace where they can find out more information after the show?
Yes. HealingMySkin.com is my website.
Okay. Let me repeat that. HealingMySkin.com.
And it's a great website.
Thank you.
And you give talks on this. You're a Long Island resident.
Yes.
Rockville Center. So if you're listening out there, or your neighbor, your relative is suffering from this, you're going to get some great ideas from Kim. And HealingMySkin.com is the website if you want to know more, or if you're at work and not supposed to be listening to the radio now. Don't get in trouble. Don't lose your job. But go to that website. Toby, you had a question.
No, I did. Now, the skin creams that you used, you said the steroid skin cream, did that actually improve your psoriasis at all?
It did. It always helped. It was temporary. So, you know, I'd get them from my doctor. This is what I did for 20 years. I would get, you know, different steroid creams. You know, they would thin out my skin. The ingredients are toxic. So I never really knew that they were actually making my condition worse. And, so they did help temporarily, sure. But so did tanning, and so did Revlon cover-up, and so did wearing long-sleeve shirts in the summer. It would always return. It would always return, and it was like an emotional roller coaster. Because I wasn't addressing the root cause.
Now, Kim, I'm guessing you, like most of us, you probably had the typical cereal for breakfast, and we were talking before the show. What we were taught in grammar school, cereal, toast, milk for breakfast, sandwich for lunch, hamburger, steak, chicken for dinner with mashed potatoes or a baked potato and something green. Whatever it is, something green. Okay. What foods did you have to start changing? I'm guessing your diet was pretty much typical of most people. What changes started to come into play?
I'd say the biggest change was removing processed food, anything in a box or a bag, anything that...
Ooh, that's a lot of foods, Toba. If you take it out of the boxes and bags, we're done.
I think I'm going to clean up my refrigerator <I'm cooked>. Now.
That was the first thing I did. I literally said, okay, I'm making a choice here. I am going to go plant-based and eat from the earth. And I'm going to do this. I'm going to heal my skin. And I went through all my pantries and refrigerator. I threw everything away. And I called all my friends and family and said, I need you to get on board. I need your support. This is really important to me. And they all were like, I'm there. And processed food was a biggie for me. I grew up eating processed food, you know, TV dinners, Pop-Tarts, Doritos were my favorite.
And you threw all those away. I would have been outside your door collecting them. Toby would have been with me. We would have been grabbing them.
No, I would have eaten all of them right on the spot.
There you go.
And you probably could eat them and, you know.
Sure, by the way, do any of our listeners, if you're cleaning out your refrigerator, please call Toba and myself. We'll come over there and take – don't
take
waste those
right
good
away.
Foods. That's right.
So, yeah, processed food was a biggie. That was a biggie. Some other things that were biggies as well was dairy. Dairy is an inflammatory food, and I love cheese, so that was really tough. Another one was sugar, really just refined processed sugar. If I had any sugar, I would have it from plants or trees, such as fresh fruit, dates, pure maple syrup, that sort of stuff, raw honey.
But I'm hearing this, and I'm doing some quick math. So far, you're allowed to eat a napkin, a spoon, or a pencil. What did you eat? What do you exist on if you threw away all those things? Ice cubes?
I ate.
You're very slender, so it must be like ice and water and, you know.
Basically
and you said
nothing.
Something about something green. So somewhere in there you had something green to eat.
You're so funny. I ate a lot of fruits and vegetables. Vegetables were key because I would actually juice them. I bought a juicer and I would have a juice every morning for breakfast. I put a ton of green stuff in there, celery, cucumber, kale. I'd throw an apple, a lemon. It was delicious. So that was like kind of my breakfast. And so fruits and vegetables, whole grains, not – the packaged kind that, you know, say, this is 100% whole grains. I had like brown rice, quinoa. I know quinoa is really a seed, but I'm just throwing it in the grains category for now. Lots of different grains that I had never tried, like farro and barley and random things that I had, you know, I had to get really creative in the kitchen. Also, nuts and seeds became a big part of my diet. And like I said, if I had sugar, I would, you know, stick to fresh fruit and dates and honey and stuff like that. Also, another big one was beans. I started having beans all the time. So, you know, my average lunch was like an avocado mixed in with brown rice and some black beans. And
did I miss the portion where you had the bacon cheeseburger? Because that's kind of a staple of my diet.
And the fries on the side.
Yeah, and the fries on the side. Sometimes onion rings. So what day of the week do you have those? So.
Actually, it's funny you said fries because...
See, they're good for you, right? That's one of the basic food groups. No.
Oh, my gosh.
We're in trouble, Toba. We're in trouble.
No, you're just, you know, speaking for the average person. We all love fries. I missed having fries. But no, what I did learn something along the way with any skin condition, the nightshade vegetables are, they wreak havoc on us. They do not like us. There's certain enzymes that just don't agree with people with skin conditions.
Do you know what a nightshade vegetable is,
I
Toba?
I do not. Can you
okay.
please elaborate?
Then help us. We need you.
There's a few. Tomatoes is one of them. And as you can imagine, tomatoes are very acidic. So that was something I tended to stay away from, more acidic foods anyway. But tomatoes is a big one. I'm a New Yorker. I love my pizza. Think about all the soups and all the sandwiches and
tomato soup.
Everything. I mean, when I actually sat and thought about what tomatoes are in, even just reading ingredients in things in the store, tomatoes is in a lot of stuff. So tomatoes, white potatoes, there goes your French fries.
I figured out that hamburgers and French fries were off the list because hamburgers come in a box and French fries come in that little bag. And you said they can't come in boxes and bags, so that immediately eliminated them.
Well, hamburger meat doesn't come in a box.
No, I mean, but when you go get the Big Mac, they put it in that little Big Mac box with the special cheese and all that. Kim, we're going to find out more about this because it's fascinating and it's really going to save a lot of people while we're having fun. But right at this point in the show, we're going to take a short break from my hometown on 90.3 WHPC. Our guest today is Kim Weiler, and she's an internationally certified holistic health coach, author, and speaker. We'll be right back after this brief intermission.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Portions of today's local news for My Hometown have been made possible by Herald Community Newspapers. For the most comprehensive local news, visit liherald.com. Got a story to tell? Call 516-569-4000.
WHPC.
And now we return to My Hometown.
We're back on My Hometown. I'm your host, Bill Horan, along with Tova Zaretsky, and our special guest today is Kim Weiler, International Certified Holistic Health Coach, author, and speaker. Kim, you were telling us before the break about your battle with psoriasis, the different foods, and I know you're a health coach. Now, what is a health coach, and can you kind of describe where that comes in between a doctor, a chiropractor, a nurse practitioner, a dentist?
Sure. So a health coach is a supportive mentor, somebody who you have to help you become the best you that you can be through diet and lifestyle changes. So I'm a holistic health coach. Holistic just means whole body. And that's exactly the approach that I take with my clients. So we don't just focus solely on diet, but we focus on all the different ways that we can get them to, you know, improve their quality of life and live the most happiest and healthiest that they possibly can. So think of me as your personal wellness advocate. I provide guidance, accountability. You're laughing. Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because while I like you, if I call you, I know you're going to say, throw that out. Don't eat it. It came in a bag. Don't eat it. It came in a box. You can't have that. And then you're going to give me something green or something with seeds, right, at the end of the day. So while I like you personally, I don't know if I want her as my health coach. I mean, she'll make me healthy, but, you know, I miss that cheeseburger already.
I have a feeling that you would not be calling me for my services.
Actually, you're so impressive. You're making me think green is good. So you've moved me over on the spectrum quite
Bill,
a bit.
Green is good.
Green is very
good. Green is good.
It nourishes your cells.
And by the way, if anybody can turn out like you, looking as good, trim, beautiful, I think there's got to be something good about throwing out those boxes and bags.
Something is working.
Yeah, something is working.
Something in the pudding. And we're not eating pudding
now,
anymore.
Wait. Now I have a personal question. Will it grow hair? If I start taking those green things you're talking about, those seeds, if that can grow hair, you know, now I'm moving.
Sign me up.
I'll get rid of a few of those bags and boxes. You have hair. You don't need hair.
My cheeks
I'll
hurt.
Some.
My cheeks hurt from laughing so hard.
So now, what made you want to become a health coach? Because you were in TV and film production, but what really transitioned you into wanting the desire to become a health coach?
You know, I was working in TV and film my entire career, almost 20 years now, and I just always wanted to help people. Like, I always was very good about helping people. People always told me I was a really good listener. I was very nurturing. I have a very nurturing, loving personality. And my journey, you know, it went where it went. I managed to heal myself. I started spreading the word because I just all of a sudden was on this mission. Like, oh, people don't know they can heal themselves through food. People need to know this. There are millions of people suffering out there and not living a great life because of it. And I just needed to start spreading the word. And once I started spreading the word, I was blogging. I was talking to a lot of people with skin issues. And I just, something kind of took over me. I just needed to give back. I needed to contribute. I needed to make a difference in this world. And here I was at the time. This was only a few years ago. I was at my television job at the time. I was working in television accounting. And to be honest with you, I was pushing a lot of paper. And I didn't feel I was really making a big difference. I was working on a reality show. As fun as it was, I just knew I could make a big difference in the world if I really started to reach out. And at the time, I didn't even know what a health coach was. The School Institute of Integrative Nutrition literally popped in my inbox one day, which was not a coincidence. And as soon as I read about that school, I was like, I need to go here. Everything in me knew that was the right thing to do at the time.
I'm thinking your life between Max and that just popping in, it's either very spiritual or the planets are aligned. And we hear a lot of guests say that you have to align your life for the good things to happen. So,
Bill, I cannot even begin to tell you how many things aligned to get me to where I am today. I mean, I remember walking down the street wanting so badly to quit my job because it was very stressful and I wasn't doing what I loved anymore. I knew I loved helping people. I knew I wanted to go out there and make a difference. And I just knew I needed to quit. And I asked the universe, can you just give me a sign? Just give me a sign that I can do this. I got 5 signs in like 2 hours. It was amazing.
Tova, after the show, I'm going to hang around with Kim because yes. I've been asking the universe for that at the lotto store. They never give me more than one number. And even then, it's like, take this number 7, play it, and that's it for you. So,
see, I don't get any signs. I feel like I just get stop signs. No, but what were those signs?
Well, at the time, I knew the only way that I was going to be able to make this happen, going back to school, that was a big deal, starting to become an entrepreneur, building a website, building a company. I knew it would take a lot of time that I didn't have. I was working in TV, working, my schedule was pretty decent with my hours, but I was bringing work home. I was constantly thinking about work. I just knew I needed part-time work. And in television, you know, I know the industry very well. I know that people don't work part-time. You work a gazillion hours, and they need you full-time. So I kind of didn't believe that there was part-time work. And I must tell you, I got, like, literally 5 part-time opportunities on the side that day when I asked for help.
We're going to rub Kim's head after the show. Now you do that.
Yeah,
good luck.
You've got some luck. I've got to take some off of your shoulder, maybe rub some on me.
I think I'm just meant to be doing this. I really do. And I really hope between my journey and spreading the word about, you know, helping inspire people, and now I have my book out. I mean, I really, really hope it can reach millions because this is just information that needs to get into people's hands. They need to know that they can take control of their own health and they can heal.
Kim, while we're having a lot of fun and enjoying this, you really do have a very important message. So I want our audience to know our guest is Kim Weiler, spelled W-E-I-L-E-R. And even if you're not bothered by psoriasis or if you have no health problems, and if you do, you're very lucky, copy this down because someone you know is going to need it. And Kim is right here in the neighborhood, and you can see she has some great ideas. And it's changed her life and literally her dog's life. She's come out. She's going to give us the website. Please give us that.
It's healingmyskin.com. And I just want to add that what I teach can help anybody deal with anything. It's not just skin. I all skin conditions, 100%.
No, I see that from your book, and I'm very impressed with it. And also, please tell us about the title of your book and where we can get it.
So the title of my book is P.S. It's All About Love, How a Painful Journey with Psoriasis Became a Life Devoted to Healing Others. And you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Outskirts Press, or you can just pop over to my website, Healing My Skin. There's links on there for it as well. That's where you can get in touch with me. I could put you on my mailing list.
And Tova, this is more up your alley as the younger person, but Kim is also a YouTube star.
Really? Really? I'm a big fan of YouTube.
Star is a big word. I wouldn't call myself a star.
But you're there.
I'm there. I'm about to put a lot more videos on there. I just had a really big shoot, and I'm very excited for all these videos that I'm about to post.
Now, Kim, who is your role model? Who got you started doing this? I mean, other than Max.
Well, one of the people at the very beginning of my journey who I followed and just admire so much is Chris Carr. I'm not sure if you're familiar with her. She's pretty big in the health world, but she had stage 4 cancer and was given not a long time to live. And she healed her cancer enough to put it in remission. It's been over, I don't know, 10 to 15 years or something that she's been on her journey. But she's healed and, you know, helped herself get to that place through diet and lifestyle changes. And she, reading her book, she has a documentary. Her documentary is called Crazy Sexy Cancer. And her entire brand is called Crazy Sexy. So she has diet. She has books about food. She's just amazing. She has such a big message about love and food and how it heals. And so she was definitely a huge, huge role model for me throughout my journey.
You know, you're so persuasive and you're such a good advocate for what you say. And Tova, I'm really kind of switching to the green side over here. Do you notice I'm pulling my chair closer?
I'm going to come over to that side as well.
I want to transition into
a healthier life and living style and changing my mindset. I think that listening to this, being on here, has inspired me to not only eat healthier but change my mindset and be more positive and eat more greens because it can do wonders for you.
Now, is this going to shock my system when I eat something green? Because it hasn't seen to it. It sees usually cheese and yellows and bacons and things like that. So what's going to happen? Like, get out? You know, we don't take green people here, or what happens?
I think you both should come over to my house for a green juice.
Hey, we're
coming.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
No. She didn't say a meal or for dinner. For a green juice, Tova.
Oh,
listen
okay.
closely
green
what
juice.
We're going to get. A shot of green juice.
I will. It's not a shot. It's a whole glass.
Oh, gee, a whole glass. You have to drink. That's
and
worse.
I will saute you some kale, and you will never believe how delicious it is.
I would love some.
Yeah?
Yes.
You sure? We got to talk about this.
A great big glass of some
and
kale?
What I call a Buddha bowl. I got that from Chris Carr.
What is
she
a
calls
Buddha
it a Buddha bowl?
Bowl.
It's brown rice, seeds, nuts, avocado, beans, you name it. You just put it all in there with a little sea salt and olive oil. It's delicious.
And you can find all these recipes at Kim's website.
Now, Kim, once again, before we wrap up, we're having so much fun, but this was a great show. But please tell people, number one, the website. Where can they go for that?
HealingMySkin.com.
The name of your book?
It's P.S. It's All About Love, How a Painful Journey with Psoriasis Became a Life Devoted to Healing Others.
And I know from going through the book while we're having fun about it, you are sincere and it really does help people. And you have convinced me already I'm going to start making some changes. And I don't know if I can take all that green stuff you had, but you suggested a good breakfast that I'm going to get involved with. So
your listeners can't see me, but I have a huge smile on my face.
I'm glad we made you smile. Kim, thank you so much.
From ear to ear.
Kim, thanks so much for being with us today. We'd like to remind our audience that our guest has been Kim Wyler, an internationally certified holistic health coach, author, and speaker. Her new book is P.S. It's All About Love, How a Painful Journey with Psoriasis Became a Life Devoted to Healing. If you would like to know more, you can go to her website, healingmyskin.com. Take back control of your health. Your skin will love you for it. I'm your host, Bill Horan, along with Nassau Community College student Tova Zaretsky. Thanks for listening to My Hometown.
We'd like to get your feedback on My Hometown. Send your comments to whpc@ncc.edu. My Hometown is produced by Jim Green, executive producer. Nassau Community College, where success starts and continues. Till next time, this is Bill St. James. And remember, there's no town like your hometown.